Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. B. Richard Ferguson.
Have you ever had someone correct you, trying to deliver their wisdom to you, but doing it in an unwise way? How about you? How wise is your approach to imparting wisdom to others? Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but it's earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. So that's James' description of earthly wisdom. You know what that kind of reminds me of? You read that description, it bears an uncanny resemblance to what Proverbs describes as foolishness. Right? I mean, each one of these components, like pride, that one of the marks of earthly wisdom is pride. Proverbs 10:8 says the chattering fool won't accept commands. Proverbs 26:5, the fool is wise in his own eyes. Proverbs 28:26, the fool trusts in himself. Those are marks of foolishness. Earthly wisdom is marked by sinful speech. Proverbs 10:14 says the mouth of a fool invites ruin. Proverbs 12:16, a fool shows his annoyance at once. Proverbs 15:2, the mouth of a fool gushes folly. Earthly wisdom is foolishness. Earthly wisdom is marked by animosity and slander and cursing one another. Proverbs 10:18 says, whoever spreads slander is a fool. Fighting and strife in the church, Proverbs 20:30 says, it is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. Disorder in relationships, lack of peace, Proverbs 29:9, the fool rages and scoffs, and there is no peace. Evil conduct, Proverbs 10:23, a fool finds pleasure in evil conduct. Earthly wisdom is actually the exact opposite of wisdom, is foolishness. Just like we saw in chapter 2, remember he said dead faith, we find out ends up being no faith. Dead faith is non-faith. Earthly wisdom, same thing, it's non-wisdom. It's no wisdom. And so can you see why James doesn't want them to be teachers yet? It's hard to teach people wisdom in a package wrapped in foolishness. Yeah. You ever try to do that? I have. It doesn't work. Most of us who are parents have done that. If your kids aren't old enough, just wait. This is going to happen. It's going to be 10 o'clock Sunday night. You're getting ready to get in bed. All of a sudden your kid says, oh, my science project is due tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Can you help me think of an idea? Or, I've got the assignment. What do you need? Poster board? Okay, we can do that. Some markers? All right, we can do that. And 12 baby chickens. And then what do we do as parents? We fly off the handle. You haven't even started? What's the matter with you? I know for a fact that science project was assigned 6 years ago. I can't believe you put it off until now. When I was your age, I never did that. I was such a good student, they didn't even have to assign science projects. I just did them out of sheer self-discipline. Can't believe you put it off till the last second. How could you be so stupid? And of course, your teenager's sitting there thinking to himself, oh, this is so helpful. Wait, let me write some of this down. I just wish my dad would come up in my bedroom and just do this all the time. Just drop pearls of wisdom like this on me. I'm finding myself so motivated and so encouraged and instructed. Do you think that's what he's thinking? No. Why not? Is it because he's so hard-hearted and impossible to teach? Or could it be that it's just hard for anybody to receive wisdom packaged in a box of folly? Whenever you try to correct someone, whether it be your children, your spouse, someone at work, someone online, or wherever, you're trying to deliver wisdom to them. Ask yourself, how much wisdom am I exhibiting in my delivery method? If you're correcting the person, you clearly think of yourself as wise, right? Wiser than that person in this instance. So surely you can come up with a wise way to communicate it. And if you're correcting them, you must want them to gain wisdom. So wouldn't it be worth taking a few minutes to think through the wisest possible way to deliver the wisdom to them, so they would be most likely to receive it? And if you can't think of any specific examples of you correcting someone recently, just think in general terms. Generally speaking, can you think of any changes you could make in the way you present wisdom to people that would be wiser than the way you typically do it? And if you get stumped, just think about how you would prefer people deliver their pearls of wisdom to you.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, get our free mobile app. Install the Church One app from the Play Store and select Food for Your Soul.
Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.